I think it's a feather in the cap, clearly, that the Saudis have been working with us actually for several years. Their infiltration of al-Qaeda in Yemen has been ongoing. I think we've been getting intelligence for a long time, probably to include some of the information that resulted in drone strikes in Yemen. Obviously, the bad news is that al-Qaeda is still obsessed with hurting the West, and in particular bombing our airlines. And I do think that is a sign of concern.
Is there anything terrorists will not do? We heard a bit ago ABC's Brian Ross talking about bomb dogs.
No, is the answer. It's the simple phrase, you're either with us or you're against us. And they believe that everyone that doesn't think like they think is against them and are fair game. Children, dogs. That's where they draw the line. And I don't think they think twice about, I mean, they blow themselves up. I mean, so you can't get much more, I guess, extreme than killing yourself to kill others.
There's a counterterrorism measure that expires at the end of the year. And we hear of all these high-tech pieces of equipment sitting around in a warehouse. Is there a need for Congress to do more to try to combat crime and terrorism here with the threats always escalating?
Well, I mean, Congress is only part of it. The real key with any, first of all, you have to have the tools, obviously. But beyond that, it's all about communication with others, other countries, different agencies within the U.S. government, which we drastically improved since 9/11. There are components of the FISA Act, that's what you're referring to, that expire at the end of the year. That's basically to wiretap people from foreign countries. I think Congress will extend that. And then the whole issue of waste, obviously, and TSA with their equipment is, you know, another story.